You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before you tell me about your fun lunch yesterday and what's going on in her world, I'll tell you that I live in northern Georgia, so there's 8 billion trees. I mean, it's just, I live in a forest. And so occasionally you have to have your trees, you know, tended to, pruned and everything. And I got a referral of this tree company thing, and the guy came out yesterday to do an estimate. And it was good. He was only there like 15 minutes, a nice guy, and they're going to come back on Friday and do all the work, yada, yada, yada. But the first thing he did when he got out of his pickup truck is he handed me one of these folders, and it's one of those 12-by-9-inch glossy folders. It's the twin pocket thing, right? Okay. You know, you open it up like a peachy folder
very
thing.
Very professional.
Almost. Yeah, you know, it's very nice. And look, a very nice print job.
Very expensive.
Jeremy say?
Very expensive,
right?
High quality.
Glossy. Yeah, stuff like that. And so I just took it from him and talked. And then when I got inside after he left, I was like, well, I'm going to open it up and look at all the stuff he's got inside to see a little bit more. And I came in and I opened it up, Jeremy. Here's the inside.
Nothing. Empty.
Just flat empty. Huh.
Maybe it all slipped out in the truck.
Right. No. Huh. I think what he does is he just hands these out for you to use. Like, it's like his
it's like
little
a giant
marketing
business
thing.
Card. Yeah.
It's a huge 12-by-9-inch business card that's glossy with pictures,
you know,
of all the work that
I
they
like
do.
It.
It's kind of funny.
I like it a lot. Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
And he's got some odd flowers that are like on the back. Hmm. Like one's a tulip, I think, and one's something else. And Gretchen's like, what does that have to do with anything?
Hmm. How strange. Oh. But what decent marketing, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. Man, it's not going to be cheap. Boy, again, you know, on the heels of all that plumbing stuff
folders.
I did. Yeah, I know. I'm paying for his folders, right? But it's not going to be cheap. But it's just got to be done. You know, trees are healthier when they're pruned.
Yeah.
Maybe says something about us as human beings. Oh. Some of us could stand to be pruned a little bit more.
Cut my finger off here.
So you had lunch yesterday with a friend that
I did.
You've known since kindergarten.
I do. Before I get into that, I do want to give a shout out to our Generation Mix event that we did last night. So the station is going to be doing a bunch of these little events where we bring in up-and-coming artists, and we hit various locations around town. And we were able to set up shop in downtown Littleton last night, which was great for me because it's like, you know, 15 minutes away. And we cute little like bistro restaurant called Grand Station, which I will be back to for a date night with Nick Knack. But we had this artist there named Charlotte Carden, and she's big overseas, big in Canada, and now trickling down to the U.S. And Dom, let me tell you, she sat down with a keyboard and a microphone and just had the most beautiful voice. Like,
I was in
awe. I was just like, you know, the hearts in the eyes like the cartoons do. Just a spectacular singer. She sings this song, Confetti. It looks like we might be playing it next.
I plugged it in.
Thank you for doing that. But I will say, if you guys ever get a chance to do one of our Generation Mix events, highly recommend it. I met some great listeners last night. Steve Marshall was out there. Katie was out there. And we had a really, really nice time. So
that's really cool, man.
Keep a lookout for more of those. And then, before that, yesterday afternoon, I had lunch with a very dear friend of mine that I have known since kindergarten. And we were able to catch up. Went to one of my favorite little pizza brewery places and just sat there for about an hour and just talked about life. And it turns out that she just broke up with her boyfriend of 12 years. It's like, whoa.
12 years.
12 years. They had been living together, shacked up, and
so
living the long-term lifestyle.
So that's essentially a marriage.
Pretty much, yeah.
But technically boyfriend for 12 years? Wow.
I know, long time. And she's like, you know, basically kind of boiled down to him not pulling his weight for the past many years, financially and emotionally, and it was just time to let him go.
So now she's your age.
She is.
Mid-40s. She invested 12 years into
12 years,
dude.
And there's a lot of talk about that. You know, like, you know, what did I learn over the 12 years? Was the 12 years worth it? Did I waste my 12 years? And
did she say it was worth it?
Pieces of it. Yeah, pieces of it for sure. But, you know,
I guess it might be
end,
one of those things that you have to look back, you know, let it simmer over time, because right now it's a raw wound.
Yep.
And so she might feel one way, like, oh my God, I just wasted 12 years. But she could also look back later and say, that no, you know, she got a lot out of that.
And, yeah. So I instantly started, you know, tossing out names of people that I know that are single. That, you know, would you date this person? Would you date this person? Would you date this person? And she's doing the whole thing. She's like, I'm in no hurry right now at this point. And, you know, eventually I might try the dating apps. And she doesn't have kids. She's pretty adamant that she doesn't want kids. And she's like, you know, trying to find somebody my age now. She's like, they're out there. There's going to be people like me that are single and, you know, 45 years old with no kids. But she's like, it's going to be very hard to find those people.
Well, and good luck to her.
Yeah, good luck to her. I was like, you might find somebody with stepkids that you actually fall in love with, is what I told her. I was like, you don't know. You don't know yet.
That's
but,
true.
But, yeah, fresh wound, man. 12 years.
Please. She's just going to end up back with this guy, so.
I don't think so.
No, none of us ever think
really
so. But,
don't.
You know. After 12 years, it becomes, you know, people will fall back into what was familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he's going to come back and say, baby, I've changed.
Baby.
Baby, you know I've changed.
Okay, come on, move back in.
I mean, it happens a lot. And that's not, you know, it's not a dig at anybody or a slight. It's
familiar.
Hell, I've gotten back to with people and stuff. And yeah, it's just like
it's
when you get to be a certain age. Familiarity and comfort
and convenience
right, because you already know each other, you don't have to start that dating process.
You've already farted in front of each other, for God's sake, so you might as well just dive back in.
I wouldn't be surprised. And I know, again, because it's a raw wound right now, she's saying hell no.
Yeah,
but give it, you know, 6 months, a year, they might cross paths again and give it another try.
We shall see. But all I know is the pizza I had yesterday was freaking killer. Kalamata olives, like garlic, sun-dried tomatoes. It was tasty.